Rehearsal. April 2013. Sitting in on a rehearsal is a strange experience for the author of the book the play is based on. Words you heard in your mind's ear 40 years ago in a small attic room in the silence of the night are suddenly said aloud by living voices in a bright-lit, chaotic studio. People you thought you'd made up, invented, imagined, are there. Not imaginary at all. Solid, living, breathing. And they speak to each other, not to you. Not anymore. What exists now is the reality those people build up between them. The stage reality that is as ungraspable and fleeting as all experience, but more charged than most experience, with intense presence, with passion, until suddenly it's over. The scene changes. The play ends. Or in a rehearsal, the director says, "That was great. Let's just take it again from where Jenly comes in." And they do. The reality that vanished appears again. They build it up between them, the doubts, the trust, the misunderstanding, the passion, the pain. Actors are magicians. All stage people are magicians. The whole crew, on stage and behind it, working the lights and painting the set and all the rest. They collaborate methodically. Ritual must be methodical because it must be complete. In working magic. And they can do it with remarkably unlikely stuff. No cloaks, no magic wands or eyes of newt or bubbling alembics. Essentially, they do it by limiting space and moving and speaking within that space to establish and maintain a secondary creation. Watching a rehearsal makes that especially clear. At this point, some weeks before first night, the actors wear jeans and T-shirts. Their ritual space is marked out with strips and bits of tape on the floor. No set. Their only props are a couple of ratty benches and plastic bowls. Harsh lights glare steadily down on them. 5 feet away from them, people are moving around quietly, eating salad out of a plastic tub, checking a computer screen, scribbling notes. But there, in that limited space, the magic is being worked. It takes place. There, another world comes into being. Its name is Winter, or Gethen. And look, the king is pregnant.